This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ryan is held very patiently from California. It's all Army and Air Force, a few Marines calling him. We appreciate you all. Nobody from the Navy, but I guess the Navy really weren't many in the Navy there in Afghanistan. But boy, what a fiasco. So much coming out on that. I'm going to definitely shoot a special emergency report tonight that's commercial free because there's just so much here. Wild horses can't drag me away right now. But thank you, Ryan, ahead of Gerald Celente coming on. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
Hey, I just, thanks for linking up with BioPros. I just bought the BioPro for my RV, so thank you in advance.
Well, thank you, brother. We're in one hell of a fight against the globalists, so your financial support is, I mean, I'm sorry to say, can you imagine without InfoWars being here? Because I mean, the audience is great, and you're great, and everybody's great. I'm not even that good of a person. You know, I mean, I mean well, but I'm a train wreck. But you know, we write the talking points for the resistance now. And I'm not trying to brag about that, but it really is true. That's why they want us off air. So don't thank me, Ryan. I want to thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, I just appreciate you make products that are, you know, beneficial. Anyway, I would like to tell a story about the Hindu Kush in Afghanistan, if I can.
Tell us.
Well, this is a very strange place in Afghanistan. They're very localized and very closed off people. And it's the border there with China, Russia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, right there in the Hindu Kush. These people, they speak in parables, so it's very hard to understand them. But they just don't want you there. the Chinese are out there. They're trying to exploit these people and steal their natural resources. Their resources are so abundant out there that literally where the bombs have been placed and it's now jagged rocks and stuff, sometimes you'll see rubies, raw rubies just sticking out of the mountainside or veins of gold. And they don't know it. These people are just goat farmers. They don't really understand what they have. But if you say, oh, I like your rock, they say, don't touch my rock. I don't know. It's just a very strange, different culture up there. And these people, they just want to be left alone. And it's sad to know that all of our efforts have fallen in vain. And
I know this, brother, and I appreciate your call, Ryan. Thanks for calling. They set this up as still $2.2 trillion, and now they want to wreck it so there's no progress out of it. It's all done by design, in my view. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jesse in Missouri. Jesse, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? It's great to be on your show. Thanks for speaking the truth all the time.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say that there was a I've echoed your sentiments for a very long time. I did two tours in Afghanistan, and it's been the control and takeover has been happening for a long time against the military, as you know. We started off with the Bush administration, the Obama administration had a design plan to destabilize that area. And when so basically there was a lot of people like me, 17, 18, 19 years old after 9/11. We weren't thinking about false flags. We weren't thinking about anything except the patriotism and love we have for this country. So we signed right up and we volunteered to go fight for this country. When the higher echelon and the higher ranks get in charge, they no longer become soldiers. When you put a star on, you're a politician. When you have to be approved by Congress, you're a politician. These politicians bow down to whatever administration is in charge at the time. The Obama administration definitely took aim, and so did the Bush administration with No Child Left Behind. The Obama administration brainwashed these young service members that are in now to be exactly who they are right now. Also, another thing that's devastating to our country is when we stopped doing force-on-force training, when we stopped making sure that we're capable of taking on another military, another army, and we stopped doing that. We went straight to counterterrorism training. We went to counterinsurgency. So we've left ourselves depleted in the ability to be able to fight a big country like China or Iran or...
And, brother, that's been the plan all along. Thank you, Jesse. Amazing points. Kyle, Barry, and Joe. Then, Gerald Celente takes over. Stay with us.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns in the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
All right, Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, is about to take over. And as soon as Biden comes out to give his short press conference, supposedly about 45 after, I'm sure that Gerald will pop in and give some of his analysis over that if Gerald chooses to go to that. But regardless, we'll be covering it live at 3 p.m. Central after the press conference with the War Room. I promise to go to all your calls, so Kyle, Barry, and Joe, I'm going to jam you in right now, but briefly, several things. Mike Lindell had his big 3-day conference, 90% of it was accurate info, really powerful, algorithms, proof of fraud, all sorts of election fraud came out, and then they had the classic 8chan, 4chan group that sets everybody up, set him up with fake data, and the guy that gave it to him had a stroke, and, you know, it couldn't be seen, and yeah, I mean, that's how they do this, folks. And I've been set up before, so I don't blame Mike Lindell. He's a great guy. He's going to stay in the arena and fight for election integrity. We've gotten 20 states to pass laws against Democratic fraud. We are fighting hard. So it's important to keep supporting Mike Lindell, a man in the arena, and InfoWars. And he partnered with us, and he's been a big supporter of us. So go to MyPillow.com, whether it's books, his book, or whether it's American flags, Made in America, or sheets, or pillows, or... beds for people that are amazing, dog beds, cat beds, slippers, shoes. They've got towels. It's really high-quality products at very, very low prices. Promo code ALEX to get up to 66% off at MyPillow.com. ALEX, 66% off. And then separately, we have another great sponsor, InfoWarsPhone.com. When the cell towers go down along the power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everything you do and what you go. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in any extreme location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone and only $99.95 a month for 150 minutes per month. No charge for receiving calls. Those are free. And the 150 minutes you have a month will roll over if you don't use them. Car antennas and home antennas are also available, so satellite phones can be used outdoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national or international emergency. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020. Ask for the Alex Jones Special now more than ever. You need a high-quality satellite phone, and this is one of the best deals you're going to find out there. Now, finally, tomorrow the big sale ends, 50% off our ultimate turmeric formula, the liquid turmeric formula, that is 50% off, and Survival Select 2, Deep Roots Crystalline, 50% off. That is going to end tomorrow at InfoWarsStore.com. And without you funding us, we would not be able to stay on the air in the face of the incredible Democratic Party attacks. And I haven't talked about this because I don't want to give them any attention, but the Democrat Party law firm run by Senator Blumenthal on record that owns the judges, owns everything, they are the ones that have sued us all over the place and run all these things. They're the ones that bankrupted the oldest U.S. firearms company, Remington. They're the ones that Remington's trying to settle for $35 million. They won't even take it. They said, we want $1 billion. Even though Remington's closed, it's done. It's over. That's who we're up against. And it's okay because we're going to continue on, and we're not a firearms manufacturing operation. They may want to kill the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, but they're not going to stop us because we're not a firearms manufacturing facility. But you notice Mexico is now suing a bunch of gun manufacturers. When it was Obama under Fast and Furious, shipped over 1 million of them to Mexico and then to Syria for the Civil War. So it's the same group, it's the same organization, and they want your speech and they want your guns. So when you support us and you spread the word and you share our articles and videos, you're putting your thumb in the eye of the worst Democrat Party mafia organizations there are. I'm proud to have those enemies. But let me tell you, they got us tied up like a billy goat, and it's absolutely a fake trial, fake garbage, all of it. That's okay. That's all going to come out. We're going to stay on air, and we're going to continue on in many other ways and not be stopped. And this will be a great example to everyone. We've got a lot of tricks up our sleeve. I'll just leave it at that. And so let's just say this. They're walking right into their trap that's for us that'll end up being the trap for them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. All right, real fast. Kyle in Mississippi, then Barry and Joe. Go ahead. Give me each about 2 minutes. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm a 20-year Air Force veteran. I did 7 different tours to Afghanistan between the summer of 09 and the spring of 14. And I was an aerial gunner over there. So I had a lot of experience dealing with what was going on with the ground, with the Taliban and the enemy. And I was telling guys back then, we all knew just talking amongst each other away from leadership, that the way the rules of engagement were established under Obama, that we knew that whenever we did pull out of Afghanistan, that place was going to fall within a couple months. We had no faith in the Afghan army or the whoever else was going to take over, Afghan police and stuff, just because they've had all these years to do something and they can't do anything. They just turn around, they run away, they defect. You got blue on green incidences all the time. So this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. But as a veteran who served over there, I'm absolutely disgusted with what I've seen and what this has turned into. And it is a slap in the face to the veterans and the people that served over there, all the blood, sweat, tears, everything else that went into that. To see it come to this after 20 years and to hear that there's still U.S. citizens that are over there trying to get out, and that Kirby comes out, the spokesman, and says that they're not going to take priority to get them out of there first. It's just absolutely disgusting, Alex. I just can't believe what it's come to.
Do you agree it's designed to demoralize us?
Yes, in a certain way, I think that is the case. I've got a couple buddies that I talk to on a regular basis that are still active duty, that are getting close to the end of their careers, and they can't wait to retire. I mean, they don't want to throw away a pension when you're at the 18, 19-year mark, but they're absolutely disgusted by what's going on, the wokeism in the military, the pushing of transgenderism, and all this other kind of stuff that's going on in the bases, and the weakening of our military. I mean,
I agree with them. They should stay in even longer because of this. This is an attempt to run them out. They ought to sit there and agree with it and then leak all the information. God bless you, Kyle. I appreciate you. This is a foreign globalist takeover. Gerald Celente will respond to it on the other side when he takes over. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Real fast, Barry in Arizona, then Joe, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know if, real quickly, first thing, I don't know if you saw the Chicago Sun-Times reporting the Associated Press, a statement from the Taliban spokesperson that says that they're going to create an inclusive Islamic regime. So it looks like the Taliban are going woke. So that tells
me. I did see that, yeah.
Are all over this, and that means the Chinese are all over this. But what I know is that as soon as the 2020 election debacle happened, the Chinese had negotiators and advisors on the ground. And those are all intelligence agents. But they were on the ground in Afghanistan negotiating with the Taliban. The Taliban sold out to the Chinese, and the Afghan security forces sold out to the Taliban. So they're going to have some bloodshed, but it's going to be kind of on the light side because this is going to track back to China, and they're playing a propaganda war.
I totally agree. Just like the Vichy French had already sold out to Hitler. He kind of did a play invasion of France. Absolutely. Everything's already been sold out to the Taliban and the Chinese. I agree.
So this is one of Trump's blind spots. He should have really pushed for not only not withdrawing from Afghanistan, but turning Afghanistan into a permanent territory of the United States. Because all that.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that statement, but Barry, I appreciate your call. No, I got to jump. Call me back tomorrow. I want to take a lot of calls on this. And the war room's coming up in 45 minutes. But Joe in Oklahoma, go ahead, last caller.
Yes, sir. Just to echo what everyone else is saying and to echo what Jack Versovic was saying this morning, basically the refugees are being brought here instead of sounds like replacement theory to me. And then the other thing, too, is putting a name to the initiative. It's called the Silk Road Initiative. People need to do their research and be educated on this. All the intelligence and all that stuff, what China's doing, that's what it's called. It's to bring Eurasia together. So that's my two cents, so everyone gets a little more educated.
I totally agree. It's about Chi-Com power and about Biden delivering that Chi-Com power. It's the Silk Road. And it doesn't mean I want to be in Afghanistan. It doesn't mean I support. No, I like Trump's plan to get out. I'm saying the way this was done, they knew it would be spectacularly embarrassing. Why do you think they did it?
Probably just what everyone else is saying, to basically weaken us. But again, it goes back to that Silk Road Initiative. All roads lead back to the CCP in the sense of economic power, military power. Yes, there's probably going to be bloodshed between the Chinese and Taliban, but the Chinese aren't going to play like we are. They will be ruthless. And they
all
will
right, I hear you. Thank you so much. All right, Gerald Celente takes over. Let us out of this break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. You know, it's very sad times, you know, the COVID war and, of course, now the Afghan war. This is old news, what's going on. This is from a Trends Journal back in 2014. I launched Occupy Peace, as you can see. And there's an article down here at the bottom from USA Today. They used to run my top trends every year. And this is from December 12th, 2000. We come out with our trends for the new year in December for January. 2000 will not be our year, Trendseer says. A wave of anti-Americanism will sweep the globe. And I warned that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. I knew this was going to happen, whether it was the 9/11 or something else. People forget the murderous acts of America throughout the 1990s, especially with George Bush Sr.'s war, the first Iraq war, the Gulf War. And then Bill Clinton, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. And you could go and you could look it up yourself, Madeleine Albright, or Madeleine not all that bright, Madeleine Arrogant Bright. There's a whole other story. I was on the QE2 where there was keynote speakers back in 2002, but that's a whole other story. It was like being with the Queen of Tarts, a big chooch. Anyway. She's asked by Leslie Stahl on CBS if Bill Clinton's sanctions on Iraq. Remember, this is before the Iraq War was officially launched by George W. Bush Jr., the daddy's boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Little arrogant nothing of a clown that people listen to. He put sanctions on Iraq that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. And Madeleine Albright asked, is the price of the sanctions worth it, by Leslie Stahl? And Madeleine Albright said, yes, it is. And then, of course, there's the what's going on in Israel with the Palestinians and Bill Clinton's wars against Kosovo that started it. Serbia didn't want to join the EU. And Madeleine, not all that bright. Look at her. What a chooch. Arrogant. Arrogant. I'll tell you another story sometime. Anyway. So I saw this coming. So now all the media is calling me up and saying, how'd you know this was going to happen? I said, what are you kidding? I said, payback's a bitch. And people are forgetting who was behind this. Or what if, allegedly, again, if the 9/11 story is true, and I'm not saying it is, allegedly if it is, what were 15 of the so-called terrorists, Saudis? And who was the slime ball that brought in and financed Al-Qaeda, Jimmy Carter, to bring them into Afghanistan so they would get the Russians out of there in the 90s? You forget about that? Excuse me, in the, not 90s, in the 1970s, and into the 80s. Jimmy Carter was the guy that did it. Osama bin Laden, they're all Saudis. So now, I got blackballed from everybody. I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America, on and on. When I said, they asked me, well, what will happen with the Afghan war? I said, listen, if Alexander the Great couldn't pull it off, if into the valley of death, throw the 600. The British couldn't pull it off at the height of the British Empire. The Americans aren't going to pull it off. They lost the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah, but if we killed more than 3 million people, we would have won. If we sprayed more Agent Orange, we would have killed them.
No, you wouldn't. People don't like being occupied. No, you don't call them terrorists. You call them freedom fighters if you're in that country. We were writing about the Taliban, how they took over the country, on and on before this ever happened. In detail. When United States, Saudi Arabia, and the Allies wanted the Russians out of there. Afghanistan was becoming a very advanced place before this happened. So now going back, I launched Occupy Peace because we had no business being there. One of the Trends Journal covers back in 2020, when everybody was signing up for the COVID war, was dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, dumb enough to believe the COVID war. How can anybody with a brain bigger than a pea listen to a little piece of crap, a little arrogant nobody boy, if daddy wasn't Georgie Bush and Prescott Bush before him, sending the Americans to war? We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. I'm not making that up. 88% of the Americans swallow the crap spewing out of that crap head's mouth. Just like they buy the COVID war. Just like they bought the Vietnam. Hey, oh, we had those commies. They're going to take over. They're going to take over the world if we don't stop them. Dominoes are going to be falling. Oh, yeah, now they're one of our biggest trading partners, and they're still commies like communist China. But that's okay. It's the military-industrial complexes Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warned us about. That they would rob us of our genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and future of the children. Here we are. Who got? Look at that little piece of crap. I call him that to his face. Oh, and how about this? Being dumb enough to believe Dick Cheney. Oh, I have to be proper. I can't be censored. Penis Cheney. Yeah. How could you be so stupid to listen to these people? It doesn't change. You got BS Biden one after another. Crappy Cuomo out of here. And you know on InfoWars, I was the first to call that little slimer out. Dumb enough to believe Bush's wars. Dumb enough to believe the COVID war. Just like they hired Hitler, saluted Stalin, and marched off to Mussolini. We have no business being there. We're going to get that guy Osama. And again, I wrote about this in detail. The Taliban wanted to talk with America. Bush said, we have no time to talk. We're not talking. We're taking action. Killing our men, killing innocent people, destroying the place. Oh, the calls about refugees, bring them into here. You haven't seen anything. They've been flooding into Europe for a long time from Afghanistan, and now more. And coming in from Africa, as the COVID war goes down, the economies go down. That refugee crisis is going to be monumental because of the COVID war. From, you always see the numbers coming from South America. So going back to Afghanistan, all the facts are here in your Trends Journal. I called it, and I got banned from TV for doing it. I'm an American. I believe in George Washington. No foreign entanglements. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Great being back on the Alex Jones Show. You know, these are very difficult times we're living in, and it's so sad to see where this country's gone and how low it's going. You know, going back to the Afghan War, you know, America hasn't won a war since World War II. And again, Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, 2-term president, warned the American people, warned us. You could look it up, January 17th, 1961, that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. There's not a war that they don't love. And I love the thing they call and they're pulling out the troops and contractors. How about mercenary? So going back to the war, again, this is from the magazine, the Trends Journal. They made a movie on my book, an independent movie, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. And the woman that played my aunt, may she rest in peace, Zizi. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Z is your aunt, and Zizi is your auntie. Anyway, I'm heartbroken because I'm a visionary and I see the future. That's what I do for a living. And I see where this country is going. Doris Roberts, who used to play the mother in that TV series, Everyone Loves Raymond, that was the last starring role playing in my book, that she played in my book. She died 15 minutes into the movie. You can get it on Amazon. And it goes, this is how the story begins. George W. Bush swiftly sends the U.S. military to invade and occupy Afghanistan, and the nation rallies around him. With some 90% of the people, hail to the chief. With American flags flying everywhere and yellow ribbons tied to everything. I refuse to join the masses in the march to war. I knew it would be disastrous for the nation and the world. But for the mindset of the nation, it was in a different place. I was blackballed by the media, and at the time when President Bush warned anyone who would not support his war that, quote, you are with us or you are with the terrorists. Can you imagine this little piece of crap speaking that to my face? This stupid, moronic, low-down piece of crap? This disgusting, warmongering slime ball? Calling me a person that supports the terrorists? And boy, did I pay for it. I was also accused of being anti-American because I predicted the Afghan war would end in defeat. Hey, remember the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? Barack Obama? That all those ignorant, stupid people believed is folks. Yo, folks, yeah. Believed them folking us all the time. That everything was going to change. The peace candidate. Remember his troop surge in Afghanistan? 33,000 troops. Great job. Yeah. Look at the losers. Look at the losers. Arrogance. Hope and change you can believe in. Yeah. Change of a penny. And how the people love that warmonger. Look what he did to Libya. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. So I'll destroy the richest country in Africa. I want the oil. I want that guy Assad out of there. Great tourist destination. Syria gone. Destroyed. Obama. Going back to this. Now, 12 years later, again, this was 2014. Having further deteriorated economically, military, and morally, America has gone from bad to worse. Republican and Democrat, whoever is in charge makes little difference. America put a dunce in the White House who launched a war on terror that has killed millions and destroyed entire nations. Then replaced him with a fraud who has bombed 7 countries in 6 years and just launched Crusades 2000, the war against the Islamic State. That's Obama. A dunce or a fraud, an empty mind or an empty suit, be they male, female, gay, straight, whatever creed or color, it doesn't matter. Psychologists have a name for them. And psychiatrists have a diagnosis of their mental illness that infects these political parasites. Yet despite their unbroken track records of monumental failures, outright lies, acts of murder, high crimes, and ongoing misdemeanors, the majority still swallows the cheap lines, applauds their bad acts, and defends their criminal actions. How many more wars does Washington have to start? And how much more money will they let Wall Street steal before Americans have the courage to call a spade and look down upon those who rule them? So again, this is old news. And now you're hearing these generals say, we need more military and we need more money to fight China. Hey, you couldn't beat Afghanistan. You lost Vietnam. You just turned Libya into a hellhole. Oh, you're going to defend China when they go to take back Taiwan? No way, no how. The only way it'll happen is if all-out war happens. And that will be the war that Einstein, who knew a little thing about weapons, when they asked him, what kind of weaponry will be used to fight the Third World War? And he said, I don't know. But they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth. I am an American. I believe in the Founding Fathers, George Washington, a real man. Hey, remember crossing the Delaware, fighting here for our independence? Not like these little clown boys, like a B.S. Biden, like a Boris Obama, like a piece of crap Bush, like a slimy Clinton, like a nobody Nixon, a cowardly Carter. No, a real man warning us. No foreign entanglements from the Founding Fathers. And now I got these same pieces of presidential crap from the Founding Fathers who fought for our freedom and gave us this country, destroying the Constitution, destroying the Bill of Rights, and telling us we have to follow them? Follow your leader? In what country are you talking about? It's a global freak show. Right in front of our eyes. If we don't stand up, united we stand, divided we fall. We occupy peace. Bring home all the troops from the 800 bases. Yeah. Secure the homeland. Nobody coming in without being invited in. Use the troops for that. Use them to rebuild our rotted infrastructure. And you want to go to war? Let the people vote. I don't need some little piece of garbage crap like a McConnell, like a Pelosi, like a Feinstein, like a little Lindsay. Did you come out of the closet yet, Graham, voting to go to war for me? We, the people of the United States, decide. That's Occupy Peace. Put your money where your heart is, because it's going to get worse if you don't. It's going to get worse if you don't. Because when all else fails, they take you to war, just like Bush took us to war on 9/11 when the dot-com bust happened. It's going to happen again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting you
dark. Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And, we're in very difficult times, and you really have to unite. As I said, united we stand, divided we fall. And one of the ways you unite is by supporting InfoWars. It's not like you're giving money away for nothing. You get great products. And they have a great sale going on now. And it's something that can really help you boost your immune system. And that's a big one right now, because our systems are going down heavy and hard. So they have these natural defenses. And because of the slow destruction of the supply chain, and they're having to end some of the flash sales that they've been running for over the last week. But they want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses. And it's very important to do that now. And you can do it for less. So they're bringing you these fresh new sales on recently restocked top-selling products. And among them, pure turmeric liquid extract, 50% off. Dr. Jones activated charcoal toothpaste, that's back in stock, 33% off, along with his activated charcoal mouthwash, that's 33% off. Emmerich's essential hand sanitizers, 25% off each, or 50% when you buy all three, eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender. And Want to clean your lung with Lung Cleanse Mouth and Throat Defense, 50% off. And listen, that's a limited supply, so get it now along with vitamin D3 gummies. Yeah, that's 50% off. That's a limited supply. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. And InfoWars Privacy Pouches, 50% off, plus free stickers. So visit InfoWarsStores.com. Get these best-selling items up to 50% off before they run out of stock and avoid missing out on this massive savings. And remember, you get a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch InfoWar into the next level. And that's what this is all about. We are all in this together. United we stand, divided we fall. And again, we put out the magazine, the Trends Journal. I just read to you. That's what it used to be, a quarterly. I wrote that back then, in 2014, and now history is right here. History before it happens. Now it's a weekly, 140-something pages on average every week, no ads. Anyway, going back to George W. Bush calling the war against Afghanistan, it followed the dot-com bust. People forget this. Oh, and this is a fact. Trends Journal, the first only, identify the almost exact date of the dot-com bust in our October 1999 issue. October, November, December, January, February, March. In October 1999, we forecast the dot-com bust by the second quarter of 2000. It busted in March. The nation was going into a severe recession. People couldn't stand Bush. He had just got elected. His popularity was going below 50%. When he launched the war, it went over to 90%. That's right. 80 to 90%. How could anybody believe this stupid, moronic little piece of crap? And they did. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what's going to happen next. Because the markets are going to fail big time. And we're forecasting, get ready for a bouncy October. This October could be the crash. Again, they've been doing it forever. There was a thing called the Great Depression. Oh, what followed it? World War what? Yeah. Same thing was going on in the early 1900s, the banking bust. And that murderous lowlife, may he rot in hell. What's his name there? Woodrow Wilson, who brought us the Federal Reserve, got America into World War I. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yeah, great. We have freaks running the show in a country near you. Let's take a look around the world. They're locking down Australia again. You have under 1,000 deaths. 1,000 deaths under. It's like 900 and something in 17 months. And who's running the show over there? Premier Danny Andrews. You look at this little clown, this little Danny Andrews, a nothing of a boy. You look at the other premier over there. Gladys been jerking around. A clown. You look at who's the governors in this country, in this state of America. The jerk they got down there in Maryland, big round guy. Witless Whitmer, gruesome Gavin Newsom. The wine in Ohio. Just got rid of Cuomo. You got that little boy Macron over there in France, a nothing of a clown. Merkel. Look at the people. Look at their faces. How can you take orders from these people? Heil Hitler, march to Mussolini, salute Stalin. Look at them. Arrogant. Arrogant little nothing. The clown they got up there in Canada. True dope. Another daddy's boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Got a lot here. This is from CNBC. It didn't make the news. It came out last week. Maybe this isn't from CNBC. It's another one. Oh, this is CNBC. Uncertainty is back on Main Street as Delta variant rattles reopening. The economy's going down big. Where I am, I don't like being here anymore. You got to wear masks in a lot of places. People are freaking out. The streets are empty at night. Empty. 9 o'clock, hardly a car on the road. A lot of offices are telling people they have to be vaccinated. Others are saying you don't have to come to work. You can work at home. That's going to destroy the commercial real estate sector. They're locking down in places around the world. The economy is going to go down big this time. People aren't going to spend like they did the last time when they were locked up for the first time. Again, they're empty, the streets. And they're going to get worse. Look at Down Under over there. Melbourne lockdown extended. As mystery case spikes, state of emergency. Mystery case? A mystery case? How many people died? Oh, a couple of people died. And they were over, one was 90. Another one over 70. Yep. Cases. And they're saying that if we don't get vaccinated, then we have no right having freedom. As we heard from Schwarzenegger. He said, screw your freedom. I guess he was listening to his Nazi father. This is, we're going down big and hard. Screw your freedom. Yeah, Heil Hitler. Who's this guy to tell me what to do? That's how stupid the people are. They voted for this clown to be governor of California. All right? Screw your freedom. You got this little clown boy over there in Australia, Danny Andrews. It's very challenging. This is after you lock it down. I know for every single Victorian who would like to be going about their business, they would like to be open and have a degree of freedom that is simply not possible. Could you imagine this little clown nothing, this little Danny Andrews saying that to me face to face, that freedom is not possible? Why, Salenti, calm down. Look at this little clown. How could anybody with a pair of you-know-what, look at this little jerk. Look at the other one been jerking around. The other premier over there, they got over there in New South Wales. It's one clown show after another. Same thing with Macron over there in France, telling people, no freedom, no freedom. So, support InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.